For my beautiful mother, who has stood by me through success and failure while I chase my dreams, despite wishing for a girl when she was pregnant with me. Don't worry, Mom. There's hope for me yet. Bruce Jenner didn't transition until he was in his 60s. Chapter 1. Does anyone need a hand? As an Army Ranger and private military contractor, I had the honor and pleasure of spending some of the best years of my life defending what this country stands for. I did my thing in different areas of several countries over the better part of a decade. I saw a lot of death. I made a fair share of it myself, dispatching our enemies to the netherworld with extreme prejudice by any means necessary. I wore the uniform with immense pride and deep admiration for those who had worn it long before me, including my father, a Vietnam-era veteran. It was a privilege to be part of the military brotherhood that is second to none. After leaving the Army following 5 combat deployments, I never thought I'd be able to replicate the relationships I built within that brotherhood. I assumed that whatever I did next couldn't possibly offer the kind of camaraderie you develop by living and working with the same group of guys in war zones, on military bases, day in and day out. Over the years, however, I found ways to compensate for that in my personal life and my professional life. Early on, if I was missing one of the boys, I'd just hop on a plane and crash in his couch without giving him a chance to warn his wife, like a good friend is supposed to do. Later, to stay in touch, I'd start a group text and send a message like, "Perfect 10, with a picture of Kim Jong-il's bullet-ridden face taped over a 10 ring at my local shooting range, which would inspire them to send range pics of their own, partly to join in the fun and partly to pretend like they're better shooters than me, which is about as pointless of an exercise as arguing on the internet. Eventually, though, as I moved on and moved around, and some of those older relationships faded into the background, I realized that camaraderie isn't something that only develops between people who share the same experience. It's also possible to develop it with new people who share the same values and have had the same types of experiences. Guys from the military can work and connect with each other outside of the military, too. The service is not only a place where you can create bonds with guys who know what it means to sacrifice, to suffer, and to shit in places with no doors on them. That isn't why I ultimately started a clothing company or a liquor company or joined forces to build a coffee company called Black Rifle Coffee, but it is why my partners and I prioritize hiring veterans. We know that they're looking for the same thing in the civilian world that we were: the ability to play with guns, dogs, and explosives while doing some good and keeping our health benefits in the process. Starting a business by veterans for veterans is probably the closest I will ever come to recreating the emotions I felt and the bonds I enjoyed during my time with the Army and the Redacted. Just so you guys know, some of the book got redacted for information by the Department of Defense. I will say redacted when that information was pulled, or I'll just skip over if it's not necessary for the story. Now, if I can only recreate the one thing I've missed more than anything, every waking moment of every day since I've left the military, the thrill of war. Silently hunting nature's most formidable opponent while implementing years of training to execute a precision raid? Yes, please. High-fiving some jihadi's face into martyrdom with a suppressed AR-15? That's just a warm slice of freedom pie with an ice-cold scoop of America on the side. Understanding the fragile, ephemeral nature of life and then being the one to snatch it away from some fucking terrorist who hates you and wants to kill you and everyone you care about? It's better than Chick-fil-A. And let's face it, nothing is better than Chick-fil-A. Yet, the most satisfying kind of war stories of all, karmically speaking, is when one of these dickless shitbirds suicide bombs himself into oblivion, but fails to take anybody with him because he's fucking stupid. One night, deep in central Iraq on my 5th deployment, I had the great honor of watching the world's worst terrorist work his special brand of magic. Our target that night was a set of buildings that either housed or operated as a meeting place for an active cell of insurgents. When that many fighters gather in one place, there's usually a bunch of shit worth knowing about them. So, our mission was to capture as many of them as we could for intelligence gathering purposes. We'd been watching these buildings through an ISR, Intelligence Surveillance Reconnaissance Drone, for several hours prior to spinning up from base to confirm that everyone inside was